Bob, we were talking about a lot of different grill types and things to put in the outdoor kitchen with Brad from Garrett's Appliances there. And, you know, I'm going to be headed down there right after the show and doing a little grilling demo. But one of the things we didn't talk about is a hybrid grill. And I wanted to cover that here in this last segment.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to talk about. And as we look at this show plan we have prepared here and all the things to talk about on a grill, isn't it mind-blowing that we haven't even scratched the surface on all the things you really need to look at to get a new piece of equipment?
Sure.
And all the things to consider in buying a grill. That's just how expansive the grilling industry is and how big of a integral part of our lives, the deck and the grill, the smoker, whatever that thing is, outdoor, the part that the guys get to do for the cooking. It's just how big that category is. And one good example is a hybrid. And a hybrid is, it has a couple different meanings, but for most of us, it is a grill that has a gas and a wood section to it, sometimes combined, sometimes not.
You mean as far as the heat source?
Yes.
Okay.
Like personally, on my deck, and I was getting the berries from my wife last night, I'm finally getting rid of a grill, but I told her I'm pulling the one from the pool up to the back deck to replace it, because I have like four grills back there right now and I really need five, but I'm going to get rid of one just because she's going, you're hogging the space of the deck. But there are just things you want to do. Like sometimes I want charcoal, sometimes I want Kamado, very often I just want a quick gas burn,
right?
Sometimes I want to smoke, sometimes I want to smoke while I'm doing a gas burn,
right?
That's why I have cigars. Uh-huh. So a hybrid is, in the true sense of the terms, a really good hybrid is going to be a gas grill lid with a charcoal lid next to it. And the smoke from the charcoal side or the wood side gets to be infused in the gas side. They don't all work that way necessarily, but for the most part, there are some grills that incorporate that. But they're generally kind of high end.
So I'm standing back looking at this, and I
got
a 36 inch grill. I may have two lids on some.
It's going to be a 4 footer, probably.
Right. Or I might have one lid where half of it's set up to do gas and the other half set up to do lump coal or charcoal or wood or whatever it is you want to cook with.
Right.
But it's all under one unit. It could be, or like you said, it could be two side by side, but they're still connected.
Kalamazoo makes one that it's all under one lid. That's really cool because as you're burning all your wood stuff, the stuff on the gas side is just sucking all that smoke up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really cool marriage. It's something unique, and it's kind of sexy that way. But
the advantage of this is you're getting both of those in one spot rather than having to build two separate places on your deck for a wood and a gas.
Now, a cool little segue to that is Fire Magic and a few of these people have actually incorporated spots where you can lay a piece of wood between your gas burners. That's a really nice compromise.
Yeah.
So when you're spending the money to invest in your back deck, don't be my brother-in-law and stop your budget at $449. Find the piece you want, sacrifice, make that commitment. Even if you have to wait a year, buy the perfect piece so you're not that guy.
Hey, come on out and join me at Garrett's Appliance on 28th Street and Byron Center Avenue on the southwest side of Grand Rapids. It's in Wyoming. We're going to be there doing a bunch of grill demonstrations, your opportunity to see a dozen grills all working together at the same time and get some good food. We appreciate you listening to Grilling Guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week.